I'm Stella Cole, and I'll be playing young Kate in The Little Years.
And I'm Kevin Purcell, and I'm the director.
Kevin, let's start with you. Tell us why you picked this play.
Rachel, I picked The Little Years by John Mitten because I saw it a couple years ago at the Stratford Theatre Festival in Canada. A friend of mine was in the play, and my wife and I were up there seeing theater. We often go there. And the play just knocked me out. It just was so striking about how clear and simply it was presented and how good the actors were and how powerful the message was.
And tell us a little bit about the playwright.
John Mitten is actually both a physicist and a mathematician in Canada, as well as being one of Canada's leading playwrights. And he, in addition to writing plays, he started this organization called JUMP, which stands for Junior Undiscovered Math Prodigies. This play, being about a young math prodigy in 45 years of her life, really helps illuminate the challenges faced by girls trying to be good in math, and also helps support his efforts at improving math education.
And so, Stella, you play that bright young teenager who is a math prodigy.
Yeah.
She's struggling to be appreciated as such in the setting of the 1950s. Tell us a little bit more about your role.
Well, as Kevin said, she is a math prodigy. She's obsessed with time and space, and she's really underappreciated. And her mother is always trying to suppress her talents and her interest in science, telling her she needs to be like a secretary or something that would be more practical in the 1950s. So it really explores her throughout her life. She ages 45 years in the show. It really explores like her suppressed talents and how that affects her.
And what about this play struck you as something that you wanted to be a part of and a role that you'd like to portray?
It's a really different play. It's something you definitely don't see a lot in Springfield theaters. You see a lot of like musicals, but this goes very like deep. It's very meaningful and powerful, and I thought it would be interesting to be a part of this. It's very different and just so cool.
And so you're a teenager yourself. Do you relate to the character at all?
I do. I've always been interested in math and sciences. My mom's always telling me it's different from Kate's mom. Kate's mom's always trying to tell her to be a secretary or whatever. But my mom's always said, like, you need to go into math or science. That's a field that women aren't usually in, and that would be good for you. So, yeah, I do like math and science, and I kind of relate to Kate.
And so, Kevin, throughout the play, there are other characters as well facing their own struggles. Tell us a little bit about that and how they all kind of relate.
Yeah, everybody is really doing their best in this play, Rachel. All the characters are trying to do the right thing in their own lives. So we have young Kate, and who, as Stella said, ages 45 years in the play, and also her mother, played by Linda Schneider, who goes from age 47 to 92 in the course of the play. And she was an artist herself in the 1930s, but she didn't pursue those dreams at all. And she thinks that it would be safest for Kate to find a husband who can take care of her and be a secretary. And so Alice is also, as she ages through the 1960s, 70s, 80s, 90s, trying to adapt to the world and trying to understand what women's roles are. And then we have the characters of Grace and Roger. Grace is the daughter-in-law of Alice, and Roger is her artist sort of boyfriend because Grace is married to Alice's son, William, who is talked a lot about in the play, but we never see William on stage. So Grace and Roger have this ongoing relationship over a span of 30 years, and we learn about them, and in many ways they are character foils for Kate. Grace is very soft and warm and supportive, and Roger is this artist who is struggling to find his vision, and he wants to be famous, he thinks, but later on as he gets older, he realizes that's not so important. So everybody struggles with the challenges of being successful in their lives, and as Stella said, what makes The Little Years a unique play is it really is about their relationships with each other and the details in those relationships. And the play is a series of snapshots that happens every 9 or 10 or 15 years or so, and you just drop in on these people's lives on a particular day. And the audience's experience of putting all those snapshots together into an integrated whole is part of the power of the play. The audience has to come toward it.
And so this play kind of has a running theme that bright minds fade without encouragement. Why is that a topic worth exploring through theater?
Well, certainly there are many ways to explore a topic like that, Rachel. What the theater can do is it can bring people into very specific, present, real moments that human beings experience between each other and do it live in the same space. Of course, film and television is very popular in our culture, and sometimes we forget that live theater can do things that those mediums can't do. And so when you have terrific actors like we are blessed with in this play, including Stella, you have the opportunity to present people with truth about themselves and live in the moment when they experience it. And that really is an unusual opportunity.
So this all sounds a little deep, and we're talking about science and math.
We are.
But there is a bit of a comedic element.
Absolutely.
As well.
There are many funny things in it. Lots of things that are humorous, don't you think, Stella?
Yeah. Weird things, but yeah, humorous.
And so who would you encourage to come out this weekend and see the production?
You know, this is, Stella can answer maybe this question even a little better than I can. But I certainly think it's for people who are interested in math and science and how those areas of study can be enhanced and illuminated in the educational system and in our culture in general. Who else do you think, Stella?
Just people around the theater community who really want to see something new and different, because we do the same shows over and over again. Everyone's seen Sound of Music at least three times if they're in the theater community. You know, but this is new to Springfield. It's never been here before, so anyone who wants anything different, or just, it's just really, it's great to watch.
And Stella, do you think teenagers would like this play?
Yeah, I think they would. I think all of my friends would like it. And I think it'd be a good experience for all teenagers, yeah.
One other interesting thing, Rachel, about this is this, we're pretty sure that this is one of the very first productions of this play in the United States. Because he's a Canadian playwright, he hasn't been produced much in the U.S., even though the Stratford Festival did his play. He's actually won several playwriting awards. But we're pretty sure that this may be the first U.S. production, or certainly one of the first, of this one.